Me?
Yep, we're on.
Okay. Hello, this is Wyatt's HavenOfBliss.com podcast.
Hello.
This is Tracy.
And this is Wyatt.
And we're coming to you from Chicago, Illinois, USA.
Gold Coast.
Yep.
So, how you doing, Tracy?
I'm feeling wonderful.
I am good, too. So what should we talk about today?
How much you love me.
How about we talk about the MCA?
Okay. I did that too.
Okay, great. So, what is the MCA? I want to give some
background. Is the Museum of Contemporary Art in Chicago, Illinois.
I couldn't remember what it stood for, so I had to ask her.
That's pretty bad.
I remember, I'm just kidding. Yep. So what's so special about it?
It has some of the best works from contemporary artists around the world. USA.
So, yeah, it's a modern art museum. So,
like MoMA in New York. The Milwaukee Museum of Modern Art.
I really like it. It's fun. Like, I don't know, we've been on a hiatus from going. But, like, when I first moved here about a year ago, they had some really good exhibits. They had this one where this guy was upside down. It was a video. And he was talking, and it's just like a normal like interview with some old boring person, but just because it was upside down, it just makes you wonder, why did they turn it upside down? And you start asking all these weird questions. And did you see that?
I did see that one. Now that you say that,
that was
in the same exhibit as that accident.
Yeah, the one that had the Romanian accident.
I forgot about that one. That one was pretty interesting. You couldn't tell it was a human body at first, right? Like zoomed out on it.
No, it didn't have any victims in it.
Not the accident, but the other one, the upside down person.
Oh, I thought it was some old guy at a desk, the one I saw. There was a couple videos. There's one where they were doing like, they would record like a waterfall or a stream. And then they'd play weird, like, howling music.
I like that one.
Yeah, I really like that one, too.
That was a good exhibit.
Yeah, it's really, like, emotionally disturbing, a lot of it.
Some of it.
I guess we should probably define what kind of art is there at the Modern Art Museum.
Well, it's contemporary art, so that would be from the 1940s, maybe, to present time.
Okay.
I don't think really anything before 1940s would be
there. Even 40s is pushing it. It's probably more
There are
like,
some, though, from the 40s.
Yeah, but most of it is, like, from 1960 onwards, I think. 1970.
Yeah, that's, like, around...
Majority of them are, like, 1980 to 2000, I think. With a couple of recent people, but... So they have local people, which would be the most recent.
Right.
Yeah, but, like, they had Christo... Today.
Christo from Jean-Paul and Christo, who did the gates in Central Park.
Yeah, he...
In the Great Wall
he wrapped
in California.
The Reichstag, whatever you say it, in Germany, in Berlin. And he wrapped the island and a couple other things. He was famous for wrapping things with linens. So there's also... They do videos, and they have some photography.
Yeah, there's a lot of multimedia.
Yeah, and it's...
Installations.
I really like it because it's like using technology to do art.
Some of it.
Yeah.
It's cool.
My website's big about, doing art in a technological sense. Things you do with the computer, like I do photography, digital photography. I never really had interest in film until the photography turned into a digital medium.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then I really... I got into it, just the fact that I could transfer right to my computer and, they don't wear out, and blah, blah, blah. But that's not really what I'm going to talk about.
We're talking about the exhibit there today.
We're talking about the MCA, and I have to be careful of tangents.
Especially about your website or yourself.
I'm kind of psychotic about that. Not myself, just mostly about the website, which is a shrine to me.
Yes.
Yeah. So, here.
Ah!
And so... Recently, the exhibits have not been as interesting. I think they were expensive, so they didn't change them very often. But typically, how often do they change the exhibits?
Every few months.
It's every, two months,
roughly.
I'd say.
They had some high exhibits last year. I think they blew their budget. They had Lee Bonacieux and Kerry James Marshall last year, which were two very famous contemporary artists.
Yeah, well, I give it to them. You got to try something new, and it probably gets boring doing the same kind of stuff all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it was interesting. So let's talk about what we saw today, just to get to it.
Okay.
So you started a new exhibit, and they moved away from Dan Slavin.
Yep, the light man.
Yeah, he did...
Minimalist light art.
Yeah, it was really interesting, you know.
But it was there forever.
It was there forever.
And it was neon lights.
It was neon lights, and it'd be like one neon light for a whole room, you know. And it is interesting, but it just took up the whole place. It was just too expensive to put all that lighting in, I think.
I don't know. I wonder how much electricity bill was.
I'm telling you, the electricity is so much as just putting in those fancy tubes.
Yeah, he was a famous minimalist.
Yeah. Okay, so that was interesting, but this was there too long.
Since August.
So, there was a new exhibit today, and...
It was part of their collection that they haven't shown for a while.
Yeah, they have a built-in collection, one of Standard Arts, that they own, that's there all the time, but... they alternated, I guess.
Right, they don't have enough space to show everything.
It's not a really huge museum. It's like private donors and things.
Right.
Own most of it. It's on, it's downtown Chicago if you want to see it, off the Chicago L stop. It's just a few blocks past Michigan Ave.
The water tower.
Yeah, near the water tower. Keep past the water tower. So you walk in and you see a cat sculpture. What did you think of the cat sculpture?
I liked it. It's like a Tyrannosaurus Rex. But it's a cat.
Yeah, so they blew up a cat skeleton to the size of a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it was pretty interesting. You don't really realize it. It's like the tail straight up, like it's ready to, like, attack or, like, it's hissing. So.
You don't see a cat sculpture every day.
Yeah.
Skeleton.
It was really good. I kind of liked it.
I liked it.
So after we saw that, we went up and we saw the video.
Yeah, we saw the video of the talking mouth.
That was interesting.
It was okay. I couldn't understand it, really. You know, when I read about it, I just still didn't understand it.
Yeah, so an old woman videotaped her mouth. Like, it was zoomed in on her mouth. And they blacked out everything in the screen except for the lips and the teeth and the tongue. So, from, like, inside. So, you only saw the mouth and everything else was black. It wasn't totally black because you could still see little features now and then.
I think she had, like, a stocking cap on her head.
Maybe.
That's what it looked like to me.
They tried to burn it. You could tell. It must have took a long time to do. Because, like, every frame, they would have had to burn it. I guess, like, the newer Photoshops and stuff like that, it's not as hard to do that. But still, it would take forever. Anyways, so she's telling the story, and for some reason, she's excluding things about someone in the third person. It's using phrases that are very powerful, and they're ready to, like, introduce something, and there's a point where she screams, too, and all the lights are off, so it's pitch black, except for this mouth talking in the wall. It was kind of like Big Brother-esque. Did you ever read 1984?
I listened to the book on tape.
Yeah. Oh, really?
When I was house cleaning.
The whole thing? You cleaned houses?
It's a short book. Yeah.
At your own house or someone else's?
At a retirement home.
I didn't know that.
I vacuumed, cleaned windows.
How old are you?
17? In high school. That was my job. Mm. $6.60 an hour.
All right. And I was high school. I made $4.43 an hour. $4.41. I got a raise to $4.48. At Meijer pushing carts and bagging groceries. I got ripped off.
You did get ripped off.
Yeah. I heard about one guy. He worked at Subway really for $6 an hour. And
go around and pick up cans for more money than that.
Some people did that. Like, this one guy, like,
when I
worked at Meijer, he had this truck and he'd put cans in the back of it all the time, saved it up, and then...
Oh, yeah.
And he'd go take them
out. Well, you're in Michigan. You get 10 cents for the can.
We do get 10 cents. I'm surprised you knew that.
Everyone knows that.
In Michigan?
Because Iowa, you only get 5 cents.
Everyone knows that?
And you always see
that. I don't know other states.
You always see that Michigan gets 10 cents. You're like, why does Michigan get 10 cents and we only get 5 cents?
Yeah, it's a pretty good deal. But the bad deal is you have to pay an extra 10 cents every time you buy a can of pop.
But if you don't buy the can and you find it on your own, doesn't matter.
So, Tracy loves deals.
I've been to Walgreens twice this week and they've been out of my free things.
Yeah.
Driving me crazy.
She goes to Walgreens, a good thing she doesn't really need. Just because they're free.
Toothpaste?
It's
toothbrush?
Just because they're free.
I've not bought a toothpaste or toothbrush.
You have an electric
in
toothbrush.
The last 3 years.
You have an electric toothbrush. What
that
do you
was
need
a Christmas present.
Whatever, use it all the time.
Anyway.
And we're back.
Way off topic.
And we're back. So, the video is pretty interesting. I think it creeped Tracy out a little bit towards the end.
Yeah, I just, like, hypnotizing me.
It was hypnotizing. I walked out, and I was feeling kind of dizzy when I walked around. There's this thing about modern art that, you know, if all artists are fixated on death, modern artists are definitely fixated on death and on sex, big time.
Homosexual sex. Which is highly disturbing for us people that don't like that type of thing.
I know this is considered hate speech, but Whitehaven and Bliss is against homosexuality. We consider it
against the will of
unnatural
God.
And against the will of God. And we will vote against any law
wanting to
advocate,
advocate marriage in homosexual communities.
Homosexuality is bad. And if you've entered into a vow of homosexual marriage, it's okay to break that vow.
That's right.
It's not biblical that you should stay in that relationship.
That's right.
And we're back.
We're back. What did you think about Pink Panther and the big-breasted woman?
We'll get to that.
Okay.
Back to the homosexual art. And so anyways... We'll get to that later, but so the video, it was interesting. I walked out, I felt a little bit dizzy and a little bit, you know, because it like skipped words as she was talking, and she talked really fast, and
yeah.
You know. So then we left there, and then we walk in, and they have on the section where they do little drawings with calligraphy of English words. I don't know what you would call that, stenciling. You know,
oh.
And they're drawing like...
Yeah, it looks like stencils.
I didn't like that section at all. I always skip that when they have books. Sometimes
who's going to look at a book in a glass case that you can't flip through? It's open to one page in a book.
I know.
It's so ridiculous.
They had a whole exhibit like that before.
It's like, leave the book out on a table and let you look through it. It's not a piece of art.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. So we passed that. And... Then we went upstairs, and they had this thing where you speak into a microphone, and you can't hear anything. But on the other side of the room, maybe about 50 feet away. No, it's probably like 100 feet. Oh, you okay?
I'm choking on a blackberry.
Oh, and we're back. You okay, Tracy? Tracy is okay, for all you listeners who are concerned. Beware when you eat blackberries that you do not choke on them. You have to chew them only and then swallow.
Mm-hmm.
So that was interesting. So let's move on and talk about the more controversial pieces. So Tracy wants to talk about the woman in the Pink Panther.
That's going all the way downstairs. We're skipping the rest of upstairs.
Okay, let's talk about upstairs.
I liked... The one with the strings coming out of it, that was like an emptying out of your junk drawer. Do you remember that?
Oh, like the Euclidean plane thing?
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of like...
I liked it because it reminded me of my own junk drawer.
How would you describe it? They had a whole bunch of metal cords. Like,
it was one entire room, like 50 by 100 room.
Yeah, so that like there was a whole bunch of like metal cords in a row. They look like wire, and they were stretched really tight, so it was like a plane of these cords.
It's like a weaving loom.
Kind of like when they would draw a grid, and it was supposed to be outer space, and it almost was like a solar system, because there are little spots where they
and
have
it
little
came
construction
out of one single corner where there was a bunch of lights.
Yeah, it all goes down in the center of light, so it's kind of like a solar system, you know, where in the very beginning you have the sun with little lights, and all the cords come straight out of that, and they're all in a plane. Somebody walked into it, I guess, a couple times, the woman said.
Well, that one girl today almost did, too. She was way over the line.
There's a line.
It's like the line says, please do not walk over the line.
Please do not.
She looks at the sign, and she walks right over the line.
Yeah. And we're not Johnny Cash or anything.
I know.
So don't walk the line. I love bad jokes. Only when they're mine.
I know.
Hey, that rhymed. Okay. Well, I'm wasting your time, so let's move on.
Okay, let's go downstairs.
Well, we go around. Was there anything else? There was a couple other things in there. They had a little bit of the Dan Flavin left.
Yeah, that was okay. I like the colors.
Then they had the Pointillist, which is kind of interesting.
Oh, I like the Pointillist. Chuck Close, a famous man, famous contemporary artist who takes popular figures, celebrities a lot of the time, and makes takes photographs and then does Pointillist paintings of them.
Yep, so they had a picture of someone with glasses, and it was Pointillist, so...
That was Cindy Sherman, another famous artist,
who
is a photographer, and takes pictures of herself in provocative pictures, because she's saying that men are all sluts. I can edit that out.
Okay. And we're back.
What else was upstairs?
So there was a little orb thing, and...
Orb thing.
Yeah, well, the one that you said there was a permanent collection of, it had little orbs and...
They had the Marilyn Monroe Warhol pictures up there.
Yeah, they had some Warhol stuff, and then they had some... They had sculpture... Then they had the homosexual room. They had, like, the...
Yeah, that was highly disturbing.
Like, the painting of the guys that were really gay-looking, and then they had the Christo thing, too.
Christo is not gay.
He's not gay, but he was near the gay ones.
I think it's his wife, actually, that did the art together.
Yeah, so they took some door off of, like, a building. European house and put it in there. I don't understand why that was art.
It's just because it's Christo, and everyone wants to have something that's Christo.
Yeah.
That's the only reason. It was such...
It's kind of like Elvis's underwear or something like that, because he's famous. He's the guy we mentioned earlier who wraps things up, so... It's like name-dropping, I think.
Yeah, I think they were just name-dropping because they couldn't get any of his real art because it's, like, destroyed after a few weeks.
Yeah, he takes pictures of it after it's done. It's pretty
interesting. That's cool. I think it's interesting.
You can go to your Barnes & Noble or Borders and look at some art books that have Christos in it.
Yeah.
Generally, I don't know. I was reading about this. I'm kind of against those chain places because they seem to destroy it. Like, you don't see independent bookstores anymore.
That's because their price mark is too high compared to Barnes & Noble.
They can't compete with them. You know, although,
Didn't you see You've Got Mail by
Tom Hanks? That was it, too, you know. It's like, you know, it is good that you can buy all those extra books and things like that, too, but, like, you lose the personality, and suddenly every single bookstore in the world is a Barnes & Noble or a Borders.
I hate their generic books, although they are really cheap. Yeah, so it's
you love deals. Sorry. So, and we're back.
And we're back.
This is why it's Haven of Bliss podcast.
.com.
Thank you for listening. And I forgot what we were talking about.
Let's go to the lower level of the
museum. I
want to
complain about Walmart, too. Oh, like, okay. You know, they put Walmarts in the best parts of town, you know? Like, next to the French restaurants and stuff, you got a Walmart right there. The best towns have, like, in Jackson, Michigan, this is how you know Jackson's real nice. It's centered around a Meijer, which is basically a Walmart, and then they put a Walmart in right next to it. So you can go to Meijer, Walmart, Target, Best Buy. You got everything you'd ever want.
I like Target.
So we're back at the MCA. There was an article in the Tribune today about it. So
good.
So... Okay, so was there anything else upstairs that we should talk about the Hitler
thing? There was one little bit of Lee Bonacue, which was like the orb chandelier.
About. Yeah, the orb thing.
She's a very famous artist who did most of her work in the 1970s and then sort of went into reclusion.
Recluse.
But that's then where you stand last year had another big retrospective, which is... looking back at your work throughout all the years and make a few new pieces that are crap because all your good work was done in the past and you have to pretend like you're good and still, but you're not.
Isn't that how it always goes?
But that's called a retrospective. They need to have something new to add.
You know, they always show pictures of, like, Einstein and Newton when they're old, but they say if you don't develop all of your, like, ingenious work by the time you're like 27.
Yeah, I'm almost. I've hit almost at my prime, and I have nothing to show for it.
I know for myself, all my best years are over. So, any kind of ingenious work that I thought I'd ever have is
all the, much yeah, gone. Philosophers, like...
Yeah, they all did it when they were
the
young.
The disciples.
No one else... Yeah, you know, John, he was like 13 when he was with Jesus, I think. 16, under 16. He must have been 13. Because, like, when you're in Jewish culture, you have to be... When you have your bar mitzvah, when you're 13?
Whenever you hit puberty.
It's like 13, and that's when you're a man. And he was like the youngest one. And John was like with Jesus. And he wrote the Gospel of John like 70 A.D. It's like 70 years later.
I wrote some pretty good stuff when I was in middle school, though. Like creative writing papers.
Tracy could be in Mensa if she wanted to, but she doesn't want to pay the entry fee. Because she loves deals. She's like, what are they going to do for me?
I did figure out the word puzzle at Iwana first out of all the little kids.
Providence.
And you.
What does Providence mean? I thought it was Prince. So they had all the letters of Providence mixed up
jumbled
in a pile. And you had to figure out what the word
those
was.
Those little kids did not know the word Providence.
I set you up, though. I figured out Prince, and then you're like, oh, look at the extra letters. Of course it's Providence with the clue.
There was no clue. I got it on my own.
She got it faster than me. I give it to them. I helped.
I know.
Whatever. I like to think that I helped, but really she's got a lot better memory than me. Analytically and solving problems, I tend to be okay, but her memory just kind of leaves me in the dust.
Dwarfs you.
So she has that big... I don't know, it's a handicap.
Anyway.
So, let's talk about the Hitler exhibit.
Oh, that was upstairs.
That was upstairs.
That was, it was disturbing.
I thought it was awesome.
It was very interesting in the space that you had enter into like three empty rooms, and then you finally get to this little boy that looks like he's praying or on his knees or something.
Okay. Fine. You see all these action-packed movies? When they go in and they kill everyone or they kill the good guys, and they turn off all the music and they play some really soft opera music. You ever seen when they do that?
Yeah.
It's like for contrast.
Right.
They're playing something really subtle and beautiful, and it somehow it adds to the scene because it's the opposite emotion of what you're feeling. So it increases the emotion you have. So you walk into this white room and it's empty. It's like completely white. Everything's white. And you're like... Is there an exhibit in here? I asked the guy if there's an exhibit in
here. I didn't think there was. Yeah. I thought it was just like...
He's like, keep going. And you walk in another room, and you see there's a little boy.
I thought it was like really
a real
person, yeah.
I thought it was a real boy, too. And he's in the middle of a white room, and no one else was in there. And you walk in, and then you realize, no, that's not a boy. That's part of the exhibit. Then you realize, no, it's like a small person. And he's like on his knees, like praying.
Mm-hmm.
Black hair, blazer on.
He looked Asian, actually, from behind. I thought he was like a little Asian boy.
And you walk around, and you come around, and it's like this perfect model of Hitler, wax model of Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
He's smaller. He's got his hands clasped. His hair is perfect. And the room is perfectly white, and it's quiet. It was very disturbing.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like they had this article on the wall. Cause all
I thought that was pretty genius, I thought.
I thought that was ingenious. Just from the fact that the little...
Genius.
You'll have to go by Tracy's opinion. I don't know what the word is. Genius or genius, whatever.
Ingenuous.
Ingenuous.
Ingenuous. Anyway.
Engineering. So anyways, it was... I thought that was the most moving piece out of the whole exhibit.
I think it would be more impactful on me if I would have actually lived during that time.
Yeah.
So I can't quite grasp around it, but...
Yeah. Well, it was just convenient. I think it was more impacting for me because I had just been looking at... Like, I get addicted to Wikipedia. I recommend going there. What's Wikipedia?
It is an online free encyclopedia.
Yep, under the GNU license. So anyone can contribute to it. And it has such a high viewership... So many people look at it that it's pretty accurate.
I tried to add to my hometown that I was born there, but they took it out.
Did you?
They had like all this stuff about so-and-so was born there, they'll know. But when I had myself that I was born there, they took it out.
I made a page about myself and it got deleted too. So it's pretty good. It's like, I think that it has more errors than Britannica per article. But the articles are like 4 or 5 times longer than Britannica,
mm-hmm.
which I think is in Chicago on LaSalle. I always see that place where it says Britannica.
Oh, yeah, Britannica's
the Chicago. Encyclopedia. Mm-hmm. So go check it out there. But I was just reading about Dresden, which is a city in... It was in...
Germany.
East Germany during World War II. And it was at the end of World War II that the Allies decided they were going to bomb it. And it's a very controversial thing because there was really no strategic advantage to bombing the city other than to destroy part of Germany. And 400,000 people were killed. And it, a lot of people consider it a war crime. But just because Hitler had done so many horrible things, and people, it said it considered Hitler to be the most evil person in the last century, right?
I'm sure.
A lot of people consider him to be just because...
Because he killed 6 million Jews.
Yeah.
At least.
At least that's what the Allies perpetrate for their propaganda.
Who knows, according
that's
to...
That's not what the Iranian guy thinks.
Mm-hmm.
What's he think?
He thinks that it's all big baloney.
Yeah. He doesn't think the Holocaust exists. A lot of people think that the Holocaust never happened.
And the Russians think that we didn't land on the moon first.
The Russians think that? A lot of Americans think that, because there was that documentary that said it was filmed in Walt Disney. It could have happened, I don't know.
I don't really care.
I guess it doesn't really matter.
I don't know. For some reason, I'm freaked out right now, because I see that window right there, and it looks like someone's staring out their window at me.
I think it's, an air conditioner, and the window's open, and there's a picture on the wall. And
are you serious? Because yeah. To me, it looks like there's someone staring at me from the window.
Well, considering how...
Okay, this is completely off topic, but I was just freaked out.
All right. And we're back. See, this is what happens when you go to the MCA. So if you have a problem, you know, making correlations between things and seeing hidden meaning and... stop it.
I swear there's a person looking at me.
There's no one there. And we're boring enough that no one's looking at us. And if you have a problem doing any of these things, I don't recommend going to the MCA unless you are with other people and you're prepared for it, because it can have a psychological impact upon you. And I don't want you to get any worse than you already psychotically are.
Let's not be judgmental.
I'm psychotic enough on my own, just like everyone else. So.
Okay, let's go downstairs. Is there anything else? Oh, it totally was a person. They just moved. They just left the window. Oh, I knew it. Someone was staring at me. Now I'm totally freaked out because
he's not staring at you. He's looking at his window.
No. I was... It's
what
like
floor?
Right in line. It's like
the top one you can see.
Yeah, the one with the brightest light in it.
Right,
it's like
below the
right
dark one?
Where the empty shades are, because I have two shades that are
missing.
Oh,
I couldn't see. I didn't have the right angle for it.
Oh, that's so freaky. After I started like waving like crazy, he left.
All right.
Okay. I'm
Anyways, we're on the podcast
out.
Here.
I'm freaked out.
We're back in the podcast. This is not Rear View Window. We have this problem in Chicago.
Oh, this
because
is Rear View Window.
We have this problem because we live in Chicago and we're in skyscrapers.
People are nuts and they have binoculars and they look in other people's windows. My friend has this, but it's okay.
You know, so there's this Alfred Hitchcock movie called Rearview Window. And we're just talking about Hitler and these things and now you're getting freaked out.
I know.
Do you see the correlation? Okay, we're going to pray real quick here. Oh, Lord. Please let your Holy Spirit fill this room. And take away these inhibitions for Tracy so she's not freaked out. Because it works. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the little demon angel.
We're going to be talking about this after the conclusion of this podcast. But for now, let's finish the discussion and move downstairs. So, what did we see downstairs?
I like the snowman with the angel wings.
There was a snowman made out of sugar.
Made out of sugar.
Yeah, it was pretty good, and he had, like, branches that were, like, wings and
eyes. It was very
eyes.
Whimsical and nostalgic,
yeah,
as they
nice.
All like to be described.
Which is a little bit better than the cardboard cutout of Lee Harvey Oswald, who had paper punches through his eyes. And
oh, that was
and
interesting.
Things. And someone threw you were, like, supposed to throw beanbags through the holes, and the beanbag was, like, an American flag beanbag.
It said do not touch those, so you couldn't really do it.
And then there was this other one about Pinocchio. This is... this is, you know, if misogynism is hated, hating women, what do you call a woman who hates a man? I don't know the word for that. Because that's, or is that all women? All women hate men.
Like feminist, maybe?
Feminist.
Feminazi.
So a feminazi is a
feminazi.
Good term. Or womanist. So a feminist, oh, I need that, what am I thinking? Feminazi. So this feminist made this wood sculpture, like puppet of Pinocchio, and where the nose comes out, which is usually, you know how he has a wood nose when he lies?
Yeah.
As he lies, the nose grows longer, and the nose is blatantly truncated. It was cut off. And I think it was definitely a symbolism of a woman's anger at men who have taken advantage of her.
Like Lorraine Bobbitt.
Exactly like Lorraine Bobbitt, who has manifested her feelings in a piece of artwork on poor little Pinocchio. And she considers herself Geppetto, who can just bobbit her way out of that. So anyways. So there was a lot of other exhibits that were interesting.
There was one by Jeff Koons, another famous contemporary artist.
This is one we should mention because it was also controversial, right?
He's always controversial.
So he had a picture of James Mansfield.
He likes women's big bandanas. Yeah. Banacas, whatever they're called. Bazumbos.
So he had a picture of a naked James Mansfield.
Esque.
Holding.
Panther.
Pink Panther.
And he actually doesn't do his own art. He just comes up with the idea in his head and then has other people make it for him.
Yeah.
So he's like a fake artist, but whatever.
Yeah. So they had some other interesting arts, like they had little. Like people whittled out of a large piece of wood, or the pedestal was part of the wood.
I like that one.
Yeah, and they had some like honeycombs that were made out of straw.
I like the robot that was made out of cardboard and then had little styrofoam balls attached.
Yeah, that was really interesting
that
too.
That guy's really cool, Thomas Friedman.
He's a friend of mine, Corey. Go ahead.
I think he's the best contemporary artist around, Thomas Friedman.
You think so?
Yes, he's very innovative. He designs out of like cardboard and very nominal things and makes really cool things out of them. So I like him.
My friend Corey, I won't mention the last name, but you can go to Corey'sHat.com, not Corey'sShat.com, in case you're confused. And not to be confused with the Shat Inn, which I tried to eat at in Belfast, Ireland, but it was closed down for some reason. I guess no one wants to eat at the Shat Inn.
I wouldn't.
I didn't really, I don't know.
Okay.
Sounds appetizing. Anyways, so he would make sculptures out of cardboard and things like that. So I think he would really enjoy that.
That guy is really good. I tell you, Thomas Friedman.
Yeah.
I think that's his name. I might be getting it completely wrong.
Yeah. So he had this, like, robotish guy made out of, like, cardboard-esque stuff.
But it looked
with little, like foam balls all over it.
Shell or something from far away.
It's interesting texture.
The texture of it was just really cool and looked like it took, like, a bazillion hours to make.
Yeah. So we concluded by watching this little video of
the angle walker.
Yeah, I noticed in modern art they tend to do videos where they turn the camera a weird way, so it's sideways or upside down. So this one they turned the camera sideways, and the guy was making like 90-degree steps forward and then leaning back, such that it looked like he was like turning in weird angles and floating.
Yeah, it was so weird.
It was weird. It was okay.
It got old fast. Let me tell you.
It did. We only watched it for a little bit. But that was our visit to the MCA.
On March
4,
2006.
Thank you for listening to Why It's Haven and Bliss Podcast.
Yeehaw.
Yeehaw. And I'd like to thank Tracy for visiting.
A special guest.
And for our audience on the 22nd floor of this other skyscraper.
I'm totally disturbed by that. I'm putting a sign up at my window or something.
Well, I think that there's one shade missing through through your window.
I see that person
and
again.
The light
know.
Is low.
I'm calling the police.
Okay. So, thank you again for listening to Why It's Haven and Bliss Podcast. We're trying to end this, but it's having a hard time here.
.com.
.com. All right. See you later. Bye.
Hola.